Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. Now, the E50 Awards, first established in 1995, seeks to recognize the 50 most enterprising local privately held companies who've contributed to the economic development of Singapore, both locally and abroad. Since its inception, the E50 Awards have honored more than 600 companies, from which more than 100 have gone on to be listed both local and overseas stock markets. The awards are regarded by many local enterprises as a stepping stone towards a public listing and are sought after stamp recognizing excellence. We have with us today overall winner for 2019 for the Enterprise 50 Award, Digital Economy Enabler TDCX, and their founder and CEO, Laurent Junique. Laurent, thanks for coming today.
Thank you.
So it's also a welcome back to Money FM. The last time you came, though, you weren't TDCX. It was Agore?
It was Teledirect. So,
and Teledirect,
a lot has happened
right.
ever since I was in this studio the last. We've renamed the group now to TDCX, Transformative Digital Customer Experience. The timing was quite fantastic because it did coincide with the Enterprise 50 Award.
Do you think that's what made you win?
No, I don't think so.
Just
I think
a name change.
It's probably 24 years of, of hard work.
What else do you think made you win?
This is really a corporate award. The evaluation process was rather comprehensive and covered a mix of quantitative and qualitative aspects. So that includes a thorough review of our audited accounts, some of our risk and liquidity management policies, and more. But why we won, I think the first is TDCX as the scale. We employ 1,000 people in Singapore, 8,500 worldwide. We also have a great track record of good financial performance over the years and innovation, and our business is very international. But what I found was also interesting in the evaluation process was that there was an interview with my management team, and they had to meet with the committee. And I believe that my key personnel's competencies combined with our business performance and scale probably made a huge difference in that win.
Did you feel like it was an interrogation?
Not at all.
That particular process?
No. It was a very, very nice process with very meaningful questions, a very, very professional committee.
What else did the nomination process teach you? It sort of like laid bare your company, you know? You had to expose your bones and everything.
That's fine. But I think the importance of people and consistency, staying nimble, focus, ambition, honesty, being international for survival. Singapore is really a small market, but has thrived by continuously investing in human capital, thinking globally. In the same way, had we not reinvented ourselves over the years and gone international, we wouldn't be here and we wouldn't have won this award.
Take us back to that evening, though. What was the first thing you thought when the name was called? And it's a congratulations, the winner is TDCX.
Yeah, actually, it was even more fun for me because what happened is I knew I had won.
Hey, how's that?
Yes,
who
yes,
leaked
yes.
it?
They have to because I have to give a speech and there's a bit of vetting going on. But there were only I knew about it, and I kept it a secret. So
you couldn't tell your people.
I didn't even tell my wife. And that was the most exciting part, because for a bit of time they were all guessing, and I was sitting at the VIP table next to Deputy Prime Minister Heng Swee Keat, and everybody was wondering, he must have won something, but I could have won a creativity award, an innovation award,
not
or something.
Not the overall winner.
So they were all very tense. My whole management team was very tense, and when I won, they had, I think, that mixed feeling of both hating me and hopefully loving me a little bit. So that was the best part of it.
Can't believe you kept it a secret, Laurent.
Yes.
So what does this award mean to you? You had a couple of days to think about it, and then what does it mean to your team, who only found out at that point?
It's really recognition and validation that we're on the right track. First of all, to be recognized by such a prestigious committee and organization is really the confirmation that our strategy and our work over many, many years is the right thing. But also to be ahead of another 49 other players in a country as competitive and as advanced as Singapore speaks volumes about the quality of our people here and the work we do. So yeah, we're very, very proud and very excited about this.
We're speaking with Laurent Junique, who is the founder and CEO of TDCX. They are the overall winner this year, 2019, or rather for the E50 Awards. So awards, I'm sure, are never the goal. What are, would you say, TDCX's goal and mission and values?
Well, our vision is really to be the preferred partner to high growth organization and high performing individuals. So not just for our clients, but for our people. Our mission is to assist both our partners and our employees achieve a higher success through innovative and high performance solutions. So we really believe a lot in culture and people as a differentiator. We have five values. The first one, and probably the most important of them all in our line of business, is trust. But we have innovation. Courage is another one that I love. Initiative and teamwork. And that really describes the strong culture we are promoting. And that's probably at the essence of our success.
Mm. So what's been happening since the win? Are you feeling more pressure, you think, or is it just business as usual? You've always put that much pressure on yourself, Laurent.
Yeah. I think it's business as usual. Pressure is constant. We have very demanding clients. They're very large multinationals. We expect they will be expecting even more in the coming years. So we just have to continue to try to deliver on their expectations.
Mm.
So it's just putting a little bit more pressure than we already have, I guess.
Customer experience, very highlighted these days. What challenges is TDCX facing in that regard? Because you've also switched the name to Customer Experience, CX, right? So clearly heading in that direction.
And challenges are the norm with us. And you have tactical and short-term challenges. Right now, we're dealing with a volcano in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
We have almost 3,000 people in the Philippines. So we need to think about their safety, their health. We need to think of business continuity. So that's what has kept us a little bit busy over the past 2 days.
Mm.
But other than this, really my challenge is to grow faster, as usual. That's where the pressure comes on, but it's a positive pressure.
You feel the necessity to grow faster these days? Well, we talk about the rate of change being that much quicker these days.
But it's fun. It's fun to look for growth to begin with, rather than the opposite. The business we have defined as ours has a great potential. So we need to continue to pursue growth. And of course, some challenges will get in the way, innovation, attracting the right talent for the work we do.
What sort of talent per se? Is it the tech skills where we're seeing a lot of shortage, obviously?
Well, in customer experience, communication skills are critical. And not to be underestimated, you probably find more mathematicians than you do find people who can communicate
well.
On chat, on email, on voice, and have an intelligent conversation in difficult situations. Because the work we do is fairly complex. We mitigate situations between, let's say, someone who's a guest in somebody's house, who's a host. We have to settle a dispute. It's complex. It's not easy. And we work 24/7. We speak 23 languages. So we're very dependent on talent and communication skills.
Very hard to find these kinds of people who are experts in so many fields that you require. We're not just talking about, say, a pension for the language skills. It goes beyond that. There's some psychology involved. There
critical
is some,
thinking skills as well. Absolutely. So hard decisions. And that's where the education system comes into play. And we're benefiting in Singapore specifically with the education system to output some great quality candidates.
So, Laurent, how will then TDCX continue to live up to its name?
Well, the work we do for clients is transformative. Some of our clients are transitioning from traditional forms of distribution into digital.
And you help them in that regard as well.
We help them through that
transformation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then we have another type of client who are digital native. They were born digital, and what they all have in common is that they travel very fast, they grow very fast, and for them we need to have the firepower to hire, to train, to deliver for them 24/7. But all this relates to customer experience. So that's the challenge: finding great people in a short amount of time, train them, develop them, nurture them, grow them for clients who are growing extremely fast at very fast rates.
So you talked about expansion a while ago. What is in your foreground right now?
So we operate in a very large market of $75 billion US dollars globally. And this market is rather fragmented. So there's a tremendous amount of room for us to grow and opportunities. And I often tell our teams that we are a 24-year-old startup. We have an exciting growth profile and the unlimited potential of a startup, but with 24 years experience, with tested teams and processes and a growing network to help us grab a bigger piece of the action. So our plans, we've last year opened an office and a center in Barcelona, in Spain, to cover Europe and attract all the different European languages. This year, we will be opening in India and in Colombia. So there's quite a few exciting things happening.
Exciting stuff, like you say, and a big congratulations again to the overall winner of the E50 Awards 2019, TDCX, their founder, CEO, and Laurent Junique. Thank you, sir, for coming.
Thank you for having me.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.